Pam, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me here.
The Carnegie in Covington is once again celebrating something we all enjoy with the Art of Food coming up this week. The theme this year is Farm to Gallery, and your role is more or less curator for the event as it has been previously. Have you been part of the Art of Food for all 10 years of its existence?
Well, I've been part of Art of Food going for every single one. I haven't missed one. As an artist, I've been involved the last 6 years. And actually, I am so honored that I'm partly curating. I'm curating the performance aspect, and Matt Distels is the curator for the other part, the other galleries.
Yes, I wanted to ask what exactly your role is.
Well, I think the best way to say what my role is coordinator, collaborator, creator, facilitator. I work with a group of almost 35 artists and performers to create the live installation that we will have for the Art of Food.
As I understand it, the Art of Food presents, and I'm quoting here, food-inspired art created by local artists for the event. Do the same artists take part every year, or are there new participants?
It's a little of both. We have new artists, and then we have artists that are familiar with the way that it works and how to do it. So it's a little of both, but every time it's something new. Even though some of the artists might be the same, we look at it in a whole new light.
Do they have to run their ideas past you first?
Well, this is kind of an interesting process that we do. In the past, I've kind of been the queen of the performance. And now what we do is we sit together over cocktails, of course, and great food, and we collaborate and we talk and we brainstorm and we throw out ideas. So my last meeting, where there were about 15 of us, and everyone is saying, well, I know if it's Farm to Gallery, I want to have a performer in a garment that looks like a cow. I know I want to do this. Actually, the idea this year was not mine. It was my friend Carla Lamb, who's one of the artists. We're actually having a huge barn built in the middle of the gallery that the DJ will be on. And my girlfriend, another artist, Jennifer Salt, that was her idea. So it's a little of everything. And now that everyone understands the format, the artists, and collaborators and dancers and actors that are all part of this, we all feel very invested and very much part of a team.
Are you sometimes surprised by the work that you deal with for this event?
It never ceases to amaze me, and it always makes me laugh, and it's charming, and it's experimental, and it's something that you have to experience. You have to be there to see the end result. The photos are wonderful, and performance art, a lot of times, it lives on in the photos. But to be there and see what these artists come up with, and so many of them, I have fashion designers that work with me, but they're going to have to work with some kind of food element. Or I have sculptors that work with me that are now making a wearable garment that has the function. So we're all pushing each other, and we're challenging each other, and Matt and the Carnegie has given us the wings and the possibilities and the go-for-it attitude that makes us all kind of sit on the edge of our seats and just really push ourselves to greatness and excitement.
What was the original inspiration for the Art of Food? Do you know?
You know, I know it was started with Renee Schuler from Eat Well and Sharon Butler and Bill Seitz. And I think it was the idea that so many chefs are artists. Not so many chefs. Chefs are artists. They see their food as an art form. And having a theme like that in a gallery was perfect for artists, so that we all are kind of thinking the same way. The chefs are thinking, how can I present something in a very artful way? And the artists are saying, how can I present a piece of art with the theme of food, around food, in a very artful way as well? So I believe that's where it started from. And it's the Carnegie's biggest fundraiser, and it's phenomenal.
Well, to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Art of Food, a second evening has been added so that two events will be taking place this year instead of just one. Tell us what goes on in the traditional evening and also about the new one.
Well, this is exciting for us as well. The idea that this is the 10th anniversary and it's kind of fun, instead of making it a black tie or very formal, we're kind of going the other way and really speaking about Kentucky and the beauty of farming and the where does the food really come from? So the first night, the Wednesday night, which is not the traditional night, that's the new night. It's a little more larger plates. And Jake Speed and the Freddies are going to be there playing, who are incredible. And it'll have a pairing with wine and drinks that would be associated with the food. Less chefs, a little bigger portions, and a little more quiet of an evening compared to what we'll be performing on the Friday night, which is a little more down and dirty, very much playful and my performers, my friends, these artists will be there engaging you and welcoming you to perform with them. There's more chefs and there's more artists that night and there's more performers on the Friday night. But it's a little more down and dirty party, dancing to the DJ kind of an evening.
Well, do galleries in other cities, art galleries, do something of this sort, or is Covington unique with its art of food?
Well, I think Covington's unique in its art of food. I think probably the theme has been used in other cities because it's such a dynamic, amazing theme that incorporates so many different ways of making art with food and with artists. But I don't think anybody could possibly do it any better, any more exciting, or any more dynamic than the Carnegie Art Center in Covington.
You're an artist yourself. Does food play any role in your own art when you're not involved with this?
Well, yes, it does. And actually, it's my art talks about myself. It's very much self-portrait. And always being one of those little chubby little kids and struggling constantly with my love-hate relationship with food. Yes, yes, yes. My work definitely incorporates food. I actually have a piece right now that I'm working on for a gallery, Wavepool, and it's going to have a lot of bananas because I'm talking about monkeys and the, you know, the monkey on your back and all of that. So I'm pretty sure I can't think of a piece of art I've made in a very long time that has not had something to do with food.
We've been talking with artist Pam Kravitz about her role in the art of food, taking place on Wednesday, February 24th, and Friday, February 26th, at the Carnegie, 1028 Scott Boulevard in Covington. Thanks so much, Pam, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Jane, thank you so much.
For more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.
I see four white horses, I see three turtle doves, I see two fireflies, one star up above. So good night, good night, good night, sweet midnight moon. Sweet mama, don't weep, the sunshine will be back soon. Good night, good night, good night, sweet midnight moon. Sweet mama, don't weep, the sunshine will be back soon.